Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here this morning, Wednesday, August the 5th, 2026, 14 and a half minutes past the hour here on WGH Talk Radio. Do want to remind everybody, the Ohio Department of Transportation, ODOT, will host a series of in-person public meetings in regard to the US 23 I-71 connector study in early August. The one in Marion will be today, Wednesday, August the 5th, 12 to 2 p.m. and 4 to 6 p.m. at the Cornerstone Alliance Church here in Marion, 1210 Marion Marysville Road. Today, 12 to 2, 4 to 6 p.m., Cornerstone Alliance Church, 1210 Marion Marysville Road. And this is about the 23 I-71 connector study. So, there's that. Now, also, we do have tickets to the Weird Al Yankovic and Puddles Pity Party going on tonight at the Ohio State Fair. We will give those tickets away before this hour's up. So if you want tickets to Weird Al Yankovic, I know he's big, and Puddles Pity Party, we will get to that before this hour is up. And hopefully we'll hear from the caller yesterday who won the tickets to Nelly. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to take a moment to respond to your interview. I'll try to keep it on track. So, from the meeting Monday, you interviewed the sheriff. I know the sheriff personally. I've worked in the sheriff's house. I did his countertops. I did his back patio enclosure back in 2003-ish or whatever. I grew up with his nephew, Sheldon Williams, who's deceased now. Sheldon was living with me in my house out in Big Island. We were both going through divorces. He and I both, and a lot, everybody knows me, is I've traveled up and down many, many, many roads in my life. And those roads and those experiences and those people and those interactions are what inform what I speak about or what I get involved with. And that being said, you know, thank God for videos with sound, you know, the whole video with sound. I think any police official will agree and probably disagree with me that one of the best things you can ask for is an eyewitness, and one of the worst things you can ask for is an eyewitness. Everybody has their own version, even if they're all standing there, you know. It was posed by the sheriff that when I got up to ask my question, that I briefly touched on Flock and then went off in left field on this tangent, and then verbally attacked the prosecutor, Ray Grogan. If you watch the video, and I encourage everybody to do that, it was about, we have to trust in the system. We have to trust the people using the system, and the audits are done by the police, you know, and it's generous of them to say, well, you know, I don't have any idea or problem with this person that, as Naomi said, you know, you have an outside audit. You don't have somebody within the group. That's the whole point. That's the, anyways. So it was about trust, and I posited a hypothetical to Chief McDonald. And Chief McDonald, actually, we had some interaction. You got, mind you, this whole thing is only, you know, occurring in a 3-minute time span, because I only get 3 minutes to speak and to listen to any questions or answers to my questions. So there was a little bit of back and forth, And then you can hear Mr. Ralph Smith saying, you know, 30 seconds, and then you're out of time. And I turned and just finished what I was saying and looked at the people that were in the audience. As I was walking back, Mr. Grogan lost his shit. And I'm willing to speak with anybody. I'm willing to sit down and talk with anybody in a civil manner. I'm a very passionate person, so I understand the passion part. But I will not be attacked. I will not. If I'd done those, that exact same behavior, it would have ended differently. As I sat down. We had some brief words. I sat down. At the end of the committee, I, for whatever reason, I was thinking that was the end of the committees that night. I got up to leave, to exit. Anybody that knows me, I'm usually the first one out of there. I get ahead of the crowd. I started out, he confronted me on this and asked me, you know, he acted all incredulous, like he'd never heard of me before, seen me, and the man has been on my page, following my page for months, if not years. Anytime I speak of anything about MRDD, I've brought up the things that I've said in those conversations on the internet. This has been going on for over a year, many years. So it's all over my page. I've got screenshots of times that I think I've mentioned his name at this, that, or the other during the Ayers Ratliff trial on your show. And guess what? He ends up on my page. Other prosecutors end up on my page. Want to talk about dope boys? Dope boys end up on my page. The point being is, if you want to sit down and talk, we can sit down and talk. I'm not going to. I didn't attack you. I said what I've said. I told him when I got up to leave, I, paraphrasing my own words, was like, dude, don't act like you don't know me or know anything about all of this. So by virtue of that, of any of that, he can't act like he was ambushed about anything. It's very disingenuous. And, I mean, I will sit down on your show and with him and ask and answer any questions he wants to ask of me, if he'll do the same.
Well, he's welcome to come here. As I've said, I invited him Monday night. I have invited him today. I have not heard a response. I asked for a statement after Monday night. I did not get one. But the door is always open.
Scott, my thing is about things, and I keep saying this, is I'm not after people. I'm after my goal in life, and what part of my life I have left is to be a part of fixing things, not arguing and fighting about things. You know, everything I speak about, whether it be Habitat for Humanity, it's things I've walked to, I've worked in. What I'm speaking about with the MRDD stuff, it's common knowledge that I'm against Cheryl Plaster and her fuckery out there. And that's what this is about. And we can get into more depth on this. I want to touch on, you know, and again, thank God for the video. Mr. Clark made the comment during the Flock presentation that Flock cameras are a good tool to have, and the Supreme Court has supported it. That's why I got up. And I referenced that and was speaking to that at one point in our history of the United States, slavery and slaves were good tools to have in our society, so to speak. And the Supreme Court supported that. And I said, as I turned, don't stand on that shit. So, if you're going to run somebody in the ground, Sheriff, let's put the whole statement out there, big boy. I don't appreciate that. I'm very concise. I ramble a lot. I get it. But I'm very concise about my thoughts and my feelings and my core beliefs. So that had nothing to do with me being a racist, me saying slaves are good tools. I'm saying society accepted for over 100 years that humans were good tools, and the Supreme Court supported that. We now accept, it's not that we now know, it's now it's accepted that that's wrong, and the Supreme Court supports that.
Well,
one other thing, Scott.
Okay, go ahead.
It's just real quickly. The sheriff said something about, you know, if all of those cameras come out, well, then somebody's got to get rid of them, and they got to pay to be getting, you know, like $600 each to remove them. And then he says, at one point, well, they're going to expire anyways here within the year, so. Who's going to remove those? See, at one point he's trying to make the case that we just need to keep them because it's going to cost us a ton of money to get rid of those damn things. But then in the next sentence, he's saying, well, it's no worry, guys, because the contract's going to expire and we don't have the money for it anyways anymore. So what's going to happen with those cameras? I just want to make an offer. I'm going to cut every one of those damn things down. I got a Diablo blade and a Sawzall, and I'll get them damn things down within the hour. Let me know. Free charge.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, bud.
All right. Now, again, I just want to make the statement that I appreciate Sheriff Bales for coming on. I think public elected officials, which the sheriff is, serve themselves a lot of good when they come on, because there are a lot of people listening and a lot of people who will hear that interview and a lot of people who will hear what he had to say. I think this is a good thing. That's the same advice I would give the prosecutor, Ray Grogan. Again, I reached out to him after the meeting on Monday, asked for a statement, asked for an interview. I did it again this morning. I have not heard anything back, but he's always welcome to call in or send a statement over. 740-383-9944. So there we go. Now, if anybody else has anything else they'd like to say, feel free to say it, and we've got tickets to give away. I wonder how the Nelly concert went last night for our winner yesterday. Hopefully it was good. Hopefully they got to go. And hopefully it was a fun time at the Ohio State Fair. And we do have the Weird Al Yankovic tickets here this morning that we do want to give away. And again, I do want to thank Christian Pearson for the handwritten letter from Washington, D.C. Oh, you know something? Before we get to the Weird Al Yankovic tickets here, I do have something that happened yesterday, and I want to bring this up. Now, this is not nearly as important as the things we've been talking about here, but I am curious about this. Okay, so yesterday, I went out and had dinner with somebody and went to get dessert at the Dairy Queen. So, I don't know how many of you have been to the Dairy Queen recently, but you know they have the Blizzards of the Month or Blizzards of the Season or whatever they are. So there are three of them at this particular time. So I'm looking at those. And by the way, one of those is the Biscoff cookies, airplane cookie blizzards. And I got that one, and that was very good. But here's one of the other ones. Now, and this is exactly how it's listed on the board at Dairy Queen. So this is exactly how it's listed. You can drive down there and see it. It is the Mexican Hot Chocolate Blizzard. The Mexican Hot Chocolate Blizzard. Now, I pulled up last night, and I had never seen that before. And I said, this was the dialogue I had. I said to the person in the car with me, I said, a Mexican hot chocolate blizzard. What is Mexican hot chocolate? What's the difference between Mexican hot chocolate and American hot chocolate? And the person in the car with me said, it's hot. It's hot. Now, to which I responded, isn't all hot chocolate hot? And their response was, no, I mean spicy. Now, I don't think that that's the correct answer, but does anybody know what Mexican hot chocolate is? Because I might have ordered this blizzard if I had any idea what a Mexican hot chocolate blizzard is. Does anybody know this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What is a Mexican hot chocolate blizzard? I have no idea, but you can get one at Dairy Queen, by the way. I don't know what the price on that thing is. Somewhere, you know, $5, $6, I think, in that neck of the woods. I guess depending on the size that you get. All right, we do have some Weird Al Yankovic tickets tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Weird Al Yankovic and Puddle's Pity Party. We do want to give these away this morning. And I'll tell you, I've given up on the Family Feud questions because, honestly, I don't think that we're ever going to get the two answers for that particular category. So, here's what we've had a lot of fun over the years doing company slogans. Company slogans are a lot of fun. So, this morning, let's do some company slogans. Now, we've got tickets for Weird Al Yankovic tonight, I believe, at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair in the Celeste Center. So, 30 minutes past the hour. We've got a half hour left here. Okay, what company uses the slogan, just do it? We'll start out with a nice, easy one. Just do it. What company uses that slogan? And then I'll give you two other easy ones. We'll keep three going here at a time. The next one is Got Milk. Got Milk. And the third one is Breakfast of Champions. Now, again, you don't have to take the tickets, but they are for Weird Al Yankovic tonight at the Ohio State Fair. Now, maybe you've got a friend, a family member, whatever, or maybe you just want to play the game this morning. But what companies use these slogans? Just Do It, Got Milk, or Breakfast of Champions? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. Well, Bob sent me a message here this morning. Bob, if you've got an answer to this question about Mexican hot chocolate, give me a call. 740-383-9944. You know, that's what I'd really like to know the answer to. Let's see here what I got from Bob here. Maybe it's something I can't... I don't know. Does anybody have an answer? 740-383-9944. I'm confused. What is Mexican hot chocolate? Because you can get it as a blizzard at Dairy Queen right now, and I assume that's probably anywhere in the country. And does anybody know these slogans? Just Do It, Got Milk, Breakfast of Champions. See, nice, easy conversations here this morning. Nothing controversial at all about this. 740-383-9944. All right, who's the smart people out there this morning? Does anybody know the answers? 740-383-9944. Again, what is Mexican hot chocolate? Because there is a Mexican hot chocolate blizzard now at Dairy Queen. Does anybody know the answer to that? And does anybody know the companies in which the slogans are Just Do It, Got Milk, and Breakfast of Champions? Now, those are three different companies, but what companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. Well, hopefully we'll get an answer. Wouldn't that be nice here this morning? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yes, the Mexican hot chocolate, the answer to that is it's not just temperature hot. It actually has chili in it, so it is spicy hot.
Chili?
Or, you know, chilies or whatever. So, yeah, when it was, that's where hot chocolate first came from.
So now the blizzard at Dairy Queen would have chili, little chilies in it?
Presumably it would be spicy with some sort of cayenne pepper or something in it.
My goodness. That sounds a little rough to me. That's why I was confused by this.
Well, the only way we'll know is if you get one and then consume it on air and report back.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to report back. It just didn't sound good to me.
It wouldn't be my first choice.
No.
Can I answer those other questions as well?
Oh, please do. Go right ahead.
All right, you got to remind me what they are.
Just do it.
I believe that is Nike.
That's correct.
And
Got Milk.
Got Milk is the milk producers, so.
Right. Now, do you know which state? They actually put a state with that. Do you know what state it is?
I would have to guess Wisconsin.
Not Wisconsin, but that's a good guess.
Well, maybe Minnesota.
No. It's actually California, but I'll give you that.
Okay. And what was the third one?
Breakfast of Champions.
That would be Wheaties.
Wheaties. Now, were you interested in the Weird Al tickets?
I think I'll pass those along to the next person who would be interested.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, we've got some more slogans to give away here, so stay tuned because you might be the one to answer this. You've given us a lot of good answers, and I'm glad you're out there. Do you have anything else to say about anything that's went on this morning?
No, I think I'll keep the peace. I was there at the meeting on Monday night, and I was about 10 feet away from the altercation, and I saw what happened. I heard what happened.
So you saw it, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. So that's good. We did get all the answers right here. Just do it. That is Nike. Got Milk is the California Milk Processor Board. And Breakfast of Champions is Wheaties. And apparently, is that right? The Mexican hot chocolate has chilies in it. Now, see, I just can't imagine that would be a good blizzard, but I guess you never know. 36 minutes past the hour here. Okay, let's do some more slogans here. All right. Okay, we'll do three more. Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Now, I was always under the impression, or someone had told me years ago, that Mexican hot chocolate had cinnamon in it.
Now, see, that doesn't sound half bad in a blizzard.
Yeah, that's what I was always told, that Mexican hot chocolate had cinnamon in it.
Well, see, when I came up on this at Dairy Queen, I thought, well, this must be a common thing that people knew, but I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's just what I was always told. So
cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so apparently Mexican hot chocolate has cinnamon in it. So that would be the difference in regular hot chocolate, American hot chocolate, versus Mexican hot chocolate. Somebody should go get one of these blizzards at Dairy Queen and see how it is. Report back to us. By the way, do the people, or the person who won the Nelly tickets yesterday, are they going to report back to us on how the big Nelly concert was? Okay, go ahead, caller.
I had Mexican hot chocolate in Mexico. It's dark chocolate and cinnamon, and it can also often have like a cayenne or spicy pepper to it.
I hope that's not in the blizzard. I could take the cinnamon and...
I don't think the spicy portion would be. It'd probably be more like a bitter chocolate and cinnamon.
Yeah. Well, I found
it
interesting.
Mixing it up.
Well,
chili powder.
I just found it fascinating that that is a blizzard flavor, because I don't think that would be commonly known.
I think they should put tequila in it.
I don't know. They do a lot of things at Dairy Queen.
And maybe a worm.
Maybe. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, there it is. It sounds like it's cinnamon and dark chocolate is Mexican hot chocolate. Okay. And if anybody else has any variations on that, feel free to call in 740-383-9944. Okay. Tickets to Weird Al Yankovic tonight. Now, I'll give you three more slogans We did the first three here. And you tell me what companies use these slogans. The best a man can get. There are some things you can't buy. For everything else, there's blank. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank. And the third one is think different. Think different. All right. What are those? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. I think Mary sent us. Mary, call in this morning. Let us know what the definition is this morning of I believe Mexican hot chocolate. We're always interested to know these things. We'll learn together here. But the slogans are: the best a man can get. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's blank. And think different. Now, what companies use those slogans? Three different companies here this morning. 40 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now again tonight, it's Weird Al Yankovic at the Ohio State Fair. 7 p.m. with Puddle's Pity Party. Friday night, the 7th, it's Bailey Zimmerman, Lauren Watkins, 7:30 p.m., and Blues Traveler and the Gin Blossoms on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
For everything else, there's MasterCard.
MasterCard, absolutely. You got it.
Bye, Pat.
Thank you. All right. That is exactly right. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard. That is the answer to that one. So the other two, the best a man can get. What is the best a man can get? What company has that slogan? And think different. Think different. What company has the slogan, think different? Now, we'll add another one here since we got MasterCard. Betcha can't eat just one. Betcha can't eat just one. So there are three. What companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Plus, we are finding out exactly what Mexican hot chocolate is here this morning, because that apparently is going on at Dairy Queen, New Blizzard. Go ahead, caller.
Gillette is the best a man can get, and I'm going to keep calling, so you have to keep adding them. Ha-ha.
Oh, there you go. Gillette works. Thank you. Yes, the best a man can get is Gillette. So what do we have now? We have think different. Nobody's gotten that one yet. That's from our original three. Think different. What company uses the slogan, think different? Bet you can't eat just one. What company uses that? And, here's another one. Now, this is one of the fill-in-the-blank ones. America runs on blank. America runs on blank. Okay, those are the three slogans. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And tonight we have tickets for Weird Al Yankovic with Puddle's Pity Party at the Ohio State Fair. How about that? Big show tonight. You know, Weird Al Yankovic, I believe, was in Marion a few years ago and did very, very well with his performance. I believe it was either a sellout crowd or close to a sellout crowd. And now he'll be in Columbus. All right. Does anybody have the answers? Maybe this is harder than the Family Feud. Does anybody have the answers here for our company slogan contest? Now, the three we have out there right now are think different. What company uses that slogan? Bet you can't eat just one. What company uses that slogan? And America runs on blank. What company uses that slogan? Does anybody know? 43 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 9944. Who's got the answers to these company slogans? Boy, oh boy, we would like to know, wouldn't we? Go ahead. What's that?
I said, why am I the only one playing this game?
I don't. Maybe it's hard.
I bet you can't eat more than one, just one Lay's potato chip.
Right.
And America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. Do they still use that? I don't even know if they still use that, do they?
I don't know, but apparently I'm a good consumer because I know all of these.
You know, they're selling their products. You know how they're selling their products.
I don't eat potato chips or go to Dunkin' Donuts, but I know both of their ads.
It works okay. Thanks.
Bye, Scott.
All right. Yes, jump in. Even if you're wrong, jump in. We still don't have Think Different. That one's been out there for a while. Does anybody know what company uses the slogan Think Different? Now, we'll add two more. Now, this should be as simple as it just coming out of my mouth. Somebody should have this one. I'm loving it. What company uses the slogan I'm loving it? Okay, here's another one. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's blank. Does anybody know that one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, so we've got Think Different. That's been out there for a while. We've got I'm Loving It, which should be the all-time easiest slogan in the history of the world. I think somebody would call in and get that one right off the bat. And then we've got maybe she's born with it, maybe it's blank. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Hello.
Okay, let you know with Think Different, I'm loving it. And
yeah, maybe maybe she's born.
Oh, maybe she was born with it. Clairol.
Not Clairol.
Well, and McDonald's is I'm loving it, and Apple was Think Different.
Right, you've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Yes, Think Different was Apple. Apple Computers. I'm Loving It was McDonald's, which I think that was an easy one. But not Clairol. Not Clairol. So we still have maybe she's born with it, maybe it's blank. What company uses that slogan? Maybe she's born with it, maybe it's blank. Now here's another one that's not a very difficult one. Like a good neighbor, blank is there. Like a good neighbor, blank is there. And then another one here. Think outside the bun. Think outside the bun. Now, does anybody have these answers? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe. Now, what does that slogan really even mean? Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Well, maybe it's natural, maybe it's artificial. You can't tell the difference.
So, Bob, you got any thoughts on anything else that's went on this morning?
Well, I sent you a picture of the Mexican hot chocolate that you can buy at Kroger, even. This particular product was made by Nestle, and it does have a little bit of chili spice to it. Not very strong, but it's different. If you've never had it before, it'll kind of wake up your senses. But it's not too strong.
Who's that woman on the container?
Well, that's the old granny who apparently loves Mexican hot chocolate. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never
Betty Crocker's mother. I don't know.
Betty Crocker's mother. Okay. Maybe Betty Crocker's Latin sister.
Could be. Well, she's much older than Betty Crocker.
Oh, she's a little, yeah.
It could be Jonathan Winters as far as I can tell.
Looks a little bit like Jonathan Winters, doesn't it?
Yes. But that's the Mexican hot chocolate available at Kroger's, another fine shopping establishment.
So any thoughts on all the comings and goings here in Marion? Boy, it's an interesting time.
I'm not going to stick my foot in that mess.
Well, just in general, I mean, are you surprised by any of it, Monday night's meeting?
not too surprised. I mean, it's been a theater of politics for a long time, and apparently the actors are still putting on their show.
There we go. And it was what it was.
All right.
Wait, thanks for calling.
Maybe you can get Weird Al again come next meeting. And you can.
Oh, do you want to go to Weird Al, Bob?
Yes.
You do?
But I've been to a Weird Al show. I don't need to go back to another one.
So you don't want to go to Weird Al?
I don't want to go to Weird Al. I've got plans tonight.
So it was that bad that you don't want to go
it
back to another?
It wasn't that bad. It was just, one of the things that once is enough.
Once is enough. Okay. That should be the slogan for some company.
It could be. It might be.
Well, once is enough. Hey, thanks, Bob.
All right, bye.
All right. Interesting, a man would get, maybe she's born with it, maybe it's Maybelline. Now, isn't that interesting? But we had a female get the best a man can get, Gillette. So there you are. All right. So our other two still pending here. Like a good neighbor, stay, you know, I about said the name. Like a good neighbor, blank is there. Well, see, when you read these things, here's the problem. Like a good neighbor, blank is there. What is the answer there? Think outside the bun. That's another one we've got here. And we'll add another one since the Maybelline one is gone. Think big. Think big. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Jake from State Farm here.
Yes, yes. See, you knew it anyway.
Well, she sounds hideous. I just had to get that in there. So
there you go.
Some more spears. Come on, you got time to kill.
I do.
I'm driving this morning. Well, I'm on my Bluetooth, so everyone that's trying to block me right now.
Thank you. All right. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That is the correct slogan there, yes. So we'll check that one off the list. Okay. So we've got Think Outside the Bun is still on the list. Think Outside the Bun. Who's going to get that one? What company uses that slogan? Think Big is the one we just added. Who's got that one? Think Big. And here's the new one we'll add. Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow. What companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we've got Think Outside the Bun, Think Big, and Taste the Rainbow. Does anybody know what companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Taste the rainbow, Skittles.
Skittles, you've got it. Thank you.
Hey, and on the Maybelline thing, you said that was where the guy would get it is because, you know, you got to take that future wife down to the car wash or catch him first thing in the morning when all that Maybelline's washed off before you say I do.
That's
I'll leave that back.
You got to see him without the Maybelline. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Well, that may be a true statement. Yes, Taste the Rainbow is Skittles. Okay, so we've got Think Outside the Bun. What company uses that slogan? Think Outside the Bun. Think Big. We still don't have that one. Think Big. What company uses that? Think Big. And we'll add a new one here. Blank gives you wings. Blank gives you wings. Now, does anybody know the companies behind those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Think Outside the Bun. Think Big. Blank gives you wings. 740-383-9944. Go ahead.
Is Think Outside the Bun Taco Bell?
That is Taco Bell. I don't know if they use that anymore, but that's what it is.
I was going to say, also another place I don't eat, but I know the slogan.
There you go. Thank you. All right, yes. Think Outside the Bun was Taco Bell. So the other two we've got here, we've got Think Big, blank gives you wings, And here's another one. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet? So there are three. We've got think big, blank gives you wings, and what's in your wallet? What companies are these slogans for? 54 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tickets to Weird Al Yankovic tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair. Go ahead, caller.
Red Bull and Capital One.
Yes, Red Bull gives you wings, and what's in your wallet is Capital One. Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, the one that seems to be stumping people here is Think Big. Think Big. Does anybody know what company uses the slogan Think Big? Well, we'll add two more here. Now, here's an easy one. The Quicker Picker-Upper. The Quicker Picker-Upper. And then another one here. Shave Time, Shave Money. Shave Time, Shave Money. So those are the three, 740-383-9944, with about 5 minutes left to go in the program here. We've got Think Big, The Quicker Picker-Upper, and Shave Time, Shave Money. What companies use those slogans? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Got about 5 minutes left here in the program today. So Think Big, The Quicker Picker-Upper, and Shave Time, Shave Money. What companies use those slogans? We have tickets tonight for Weird Al Yankovic and Puddle's Pity Party at the Ohio State Fair at 7 p.m. By the way, does anybody want tickets to Weird Al Yankovic tonight? If you do, call in and let me know in the next 5 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody want tickets to Weird Al Yankovic tonight, 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair? Call and let me know. 740-383-9944. And we'll also be giving away tickets to Bailey Zimmerman with Lauren Watkins. That's on Friday, the 7th. And then Blues Traveler and Gin Blossoms with special guest Spin. That's on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
Bounty is the Quicker Picker-Upper, I believe.
Yes, Bounty is the Quicker Picker-Upper. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Bounty is the Quicker Picker-Upper. So, we've got Think Big, which we've had for a while. What company uses that slogan? We've got Shave Time, Shave Money. What company uses that? And now we'll add a new one. Fly the Friendly Skies. Fly the Friendly Skies. What company uses that slogan? Fly the Friendly Skies. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, there we are. Fly the Friendly Skies, Shave Time, Shave Money, and Think Big. Weird Al Yankovic tonight with Puddle's Pity Party at the Ohio State Fair. And by the way, if anybody wants tickets to that concert tonight, 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair, call me in the next 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
United Airlines.
United Airlines. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, United Airlines is Fly the Friendly Skies. So, we've got Think Big, Shave Time, Shave Money, and now, here's an easy one we should get in the next 90 seconds. Have It Your Way. Have It Your Way. What company uses the slogan, Have It Your Way? $99.44. And again, if you want tickets to Weird Al Yankovic tonight, 7 p.m. at the Ohio State Fair, call and let me know within the next minute. 740-383-9944. A minute to go on this Wednesday, August the 5th, 2026. And again, I want to thank Christian Pearson for the handwritten letter from Washington, D.C. That was very nice. You know, that's a lost start these days. All right, we've got Think Big, Shave Time, Shave Money, and Have It Your Way. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Burger King?
Burger King, Have It Your Way. You've got it.
Okay.
All right, and that brings us to the last 30 seconds of the show today. We've got Shave Time, Shave Money, and Think Big. Think Big, we've had for quite a while here. What companies are those the slogans for? 740-383-9944. If anybody wants tickets to Weird Al Yankovic, let me know. 7 p.m. tonight at the Ohio State Fair. And other than that, that's going to bring an end to the show today. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of